There's only seconds remaining, and the siren will sound, and what a sweet sound it'll be for Geelong fans. Without a lot of their experienced players tonight, an outstanding win. They blitzed Collingwood early. They were challenged by the Pies, but they've got home by 41 points.
That's a very fine win too on the big stage of Friday Night Footy. The Cats were too good for the Magpies, part of the team coaching the Cats that night and through this season. Of course, it's been Dale Amos who joins us on the coach's box on halftime. G'day, Dale.
G'day, Half. How are you?
Really well, thanks, buddy. 41 points, blistering first quarter. What was the catalyst for that, do you think, after the way that the Cats have been playing of recent times?
I thought we'd build. I thought we played relatively well, albeit a little bit inconsistent against Richmond the week before. So, we've shown some improvement and certainly got a much more consistent output from more of our players. Guys like Mitch Duncan and Mark Blitzars, Josh Caddy starting to have a bit more of an impact on the game has really elevated their performance. And, it was really pleasing to see some of that hard work come to fruition with a great first quarter.
Two of those players you mentioned, Mitch Duncan and Josh Caddy, I'm keen to talk about and flesh out a bit further. There's been a lot of talk about the next brigade, the next generation of Cats stars putting their hand up and taking some of the key roles for the Cats. We know there's been a litter of superstars throughout the team in the last couple of years. Some of them have gone, some of them are still there, but they shouldn't be expected to carry the team like they've done for so long. Has that been discussed with those guys in particular from the coaching staff's point of view?
Oh, I think it's been a focus for a period of time now, knowing that not only for those older guys, the guys that have done it for a long period of time, but even for Harry Taylor and Joel Selwood, who are, you know, Tom Hawkins, who are in the sort of peak of their powers. We certainly can't rely on those guys as well. So the understanding that for us as a group to move forward, we needed a few guys to step up and take a more prominent role has been something we've been aware of for a while and something we've been working towards. And yeah, certainly the indications on the weekend that we're at least moving in the right direction and those guys are starting to take on some of that responsibility, which is really pleasing.
Has a penny dropped for Mitch Duncan? So often been looked at as one of the real potential stars for the Cats, but inconsistent with his form through the last couple of seasons. His last couple of weeks, now it's only a short, small sample, albeit, Dale, but have been scintillating. Is this the moment, do you think, for Mitch?
Oh, I think he had a really... I mean, he finished really highly in our best and fairest last year and had a really consistent year. The flexibility of Mitch to be able to play inside and outside is something he's worked really hard on. And we're starting to see the benefits of that, I think. Mitch's, the work that he's put in and the ability to be able to win the ball on the inside is contested. I think he had 18 contested positions last weekend. That's been a real feature of his performances the last couple of weeks. So, I think that's something he's worked really hard on, he's been aware of, and adding that to obviously his elite running has been a real benefit for him.
One of the shining lights has been the form of young Corey Gregson. I saw him in the NAB Challenge and I thought, wow, this boy's got something. He's this week's NAB Rising Star nominee, played beautifully again. Were you expecting so much of Corey so early?
Oh, probably. I mean, in some ways we were, and in a lot of ways you temper your expectations of your young players, but he showed from the moment he turned up to train that he's a very smart player. He's got a great capacity to be able to run and he's picked things up really quickly and he's extremely clean. You know, things just happen when the ball's in his area. He just makes the right decision. So he worked really hard over the pre-season, gave himself a great opportunity to be able to play and has just got better and better each week. So not surprised, but certainly we probably weren't expecting him to play quite at the level he has so quickly. It's only six games into the season. It's a pretty remarkable effort.
And will we expect to see the Blitzarve-Stanley combination in the centre square throughout the journey? It seemed to work pretty well the other night, didn't it?
Yeah, Reece is really important for us around the contest. I think his centre bounce work and also his ability away from the contest to be able to help us as a team has been great for us the last few weeks. And Mark Blitzars has proven that he can certainly win the ball as an inside midfielder, and his running capacity and his height, I think, as a midfielder has been a real bonus for us. So he played a lot as a defender. I coached as a defender. I was really keen for him to play as a defender, and he's shown a capability to be able to do that, I think, over the few games he's been there. But his value has certainly been in the midfield, and he'll definitely work in tandem. Those two guys have been a pretty dangerous combination.
Yeah, they look terrific on Friday night. Long may continue for Cats fans. 3-3 after six, Dale. Is that sort of where you thought you might be, or you're disappointed that it's not a little bit better than that?
I mean, obviously, we would like it to be better than that. I think after we didn't play consistently well in the first few weeks, and we played some good sides who punished us a little bit. So we've been beaten by good sides, North Melbourne, who are going to be a top eight side, and certainly Hawthorn and Fremantle, who are going to finish in the top four. So Yeah, well, we would have liked to have been better, but I don't think we're overly disappointed given the slow start we had. The way the last few weeks have turned around has been really pleasing.
And could I ask you about the Mitch Clark situation? We saw the vision and the footage after the game. I mean, do you have to, as coaches, be aware and temper your communication or style of communication with Mitch with regards to what he's going through and what he has been going through?
Oh, look, I guess we do that with all our players, to be honest. There's so many different personalities and so many different things going on. You're dealing with young men at the start of their careers, and certainly when they first come into the footy club, there's a lot going on in their lives anyway. So I guess to an extent we do that with all players. We try and form relationships with our players and have as good of understanding of who they are as people, and we try to be across as much of their personal life as we can, which help us to be able to deal with each situation on its merits. So I don't think Mitch is any different to that. I think we do that as much as we can with all the players on our list.
Well, he's a pretty handy acquisition for the Cats this year. I hope he continues his good form. And just lastly, before I let you go, Andrew Mackie, Matthew Stokes, we've got a lot of Cats fans listening. Will they be returning this week for the clash against the Swans?
They'll certainly be very close. We've got a main session today, so there's a few more boxes that need to be ticked off in terms of their preparation. They're both in a good position to be able to play this week, so we'll see how that goes this afternoon. And they're both valuable members of our team, so we're keen to get them back as soon as we can.
Dale, doesn't get any easier. Sydney at ANZ Stadium Saturday night. Good luck.
Thanks, Arf. Appreciate it.
Dale Amos, assistant coach of the Geelong Football Club.